Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoyed this message by Stephen Cady. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. When I was 13, I was messing around with some friends just outside the village gate when someone threw a rock and my head got in the way. That's using the old noggin. I don't really remember the impact or passing out. What I remember, what I'm not sure I'll ever forget, is opening my eyes to nothing. I couldn't see. Today, of course, they would have rushed me directly to the hospital, ran all the tests that they could, tried to do whatever they could to fix it, but you have to remember, this was the first century. We didn't have those things back then. No, I knew pretty quickly that I was just going to have to live with it. That unless a miracle happened, I would be blind. My parents tried, of course. They did whatever they could. They took me to the village doctor, if you could even call him that. They even took me to the rabbi, but there wasn't much that he could do for me either. And though I couldn't see it in their faces, I could hear it in their voice, just how scared, how disappointed they were. See, from the time I was little, I always knew that my parents had a very specific purpose for me. They had an idea about who I was going to be in this world, and I didn't want to disappoint them. They had struggled to have me in the first place, and by the time they finally did, I think they knew it was just going to be me. And so, in the way that sometimes happens to only children, they poured everything they had into making me the model son. And I was happy to oblige. I did everything I could. Each year when we'd take our pilgrimage to Jerusalem, I would carry as much stuff as I could to just prove my worth in the family. Whenever they needed someone to work our booth in the market, I would go and do it happily. Anytime they needed help, I was there. Not that I was perfect. I never kept my tunic clean. I was the first to whine every time it was my turn to head to the well. But I tried really hard. And I knew my parents had big plans for me. From the time I was little, I remembered exactly what I was supposed to do with my life. They had told me from the beginning I would, just like my father and his father before him and his father before him, work the booth that we had in the marketplace. I knew what I was going to do. And I was so close to getting there. When I turned 13, my father gave me the cloak that had been passed down to him from his father, who had had it passed down to him from his father. It was the cloak that we wore on those big days of pilgrimage in the marketplace. It was the cloak that I was so proud of. Yeah, I know, it's weird to be excited about a cloak. But things were different then. We didn't have as much stuff. I had a tunic and some sandals and, well, that was it. I wore them until they wore out and then found something else. Not that we were poor, at least no poorer than the other people in Jericho those days, but we found our way. So when I got this cloak, none of my friends had a cloak. When I got this cloak, I wore it nonstop. For the first month, I wore it every single day until my mother found a stain on it and then told me from then on out it was only for special occasions. But on that month, I was a king. I would walk, strut up and down in front of the village gate. I would strut in front of my friends around the marketplace as if to say, look at me, me, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. And then I got hit in the head with a rock. And people looked at me for a whole different reason. I don't know if you've ever had one of those moments in life in which you've had something you thought you could count on suddenly ripped away from you. Your vision, your hearing, your sight, your relationship, your job, your sobriety. It's like you lose a piece of yourself. And it can happen so quickly. You're moving along in one direction, thinking you know exactly the path that is laid out for you. Suddenly, the light goes out. You find yourself stumbling around in the darkness, sometimes quite literally. I guess some of us handle it better than others. My parents thought that the rock had taken more than my vision at first, because I, in those first few weeks, didn't say a word. I just wanted to sleep and to cry. When I finally did speaking, it wasn't anything kind. My friends would stop by to try and check on me, to see me, but I resented everything about them at that moment. Their vision, their sympathy, their future. And it didn't take long before they stopped coming around. I was so angry. My parents tried to get me to go outside to get some fresh air, but I refused. I couldn't stand the thought of someone looking at me and not knowing, and not being able to know. And I knew they'd be looking at me, I would. I said the most vile things to my parents, the two people in the world who loved me the most, who wanted nothing but the best for me, but I couldn't hear them. The day they told me they wanted to go to the temple for the high holy days, I refused. I told them right then and there, I don't believe in God anymore. Who could believe in a God who would let something like that happen to me? Me! I did all the right things. I was a good person. Over and over and over again, I kept playing out the future that I thought was in front of me. The path that I thought I was supposed to walk, the path that I had been promised to walk. But now, try as I might, I just couldn't see what was ahead. I couldn't see at all. People say that when you lose one sense, the others are heightened. I'm not sure if that's true, but I do know that when I lost my vision, my hearing did change. Just not for the better. Anytime my parents would check on me, I would just hear the disappointment in their voice. I would hear things that people weren't actually saying. Every time I went out, when I finally did go out, I could only hear the sympathy and the pity, and I didn't want to be someone that people felt sorry for. So finally, I just left. I took my cloak. I don't know why. And I left. For months, I stumbled around trying to find my way, till I stumbled into something that numbed the pain for a little while. Maybe you've been there. Makes you feel okay for a little bit. It takes away, or at least dulls it, so you can't feel the sting. But it doesn't last. My parents tried to find me, of course. They tried to help. God bless their souls. But at some level, we have to want to be helped. We have to see ourselves as worthy of being loved, and that was the thing I couldn't see. Those years were dark in more ways than one. I did things that I'm not proud of in order to survive, but I did survive, and eventually I found myself to the side of the road begging, which was how I was there on that day. By that time, that side of the road, that little spot, was mine. I'd been there for so long, it was mine. That made two things in this world that I owned, that spot and the cloak that I just couldn't let go of. By that time, it was torn to tatters, and yet I still had it with me, convinced that if I just held on to it tightly enough, that maybe that life that I had been promised would come back, that maybe I could finally get there. I heard he was coming long before he arrived. There had been murmurs going through. You'd be surprised what you can hear on the side of the road if no one really sees you. Even I, of course, had heard about Jesus of Nazareth, the rabbi who was out preaching good news to the poor, who was challenging the authorities. They even say that he was giving sight to the blind. I'll believe it when I see it, I used to say. But I didn't believe anything about him. I'd given up on God a long time before that, and I wasn't going to let any charlatan try to convince me that God was actually on my side when I knew for a fact that God had abandoned me a long time ago. And then it happened. Look, I don't really know even now how to describe it, how to explain what happened on that particular day. All I know is that suddenly I could tell that someone was looking at me. Just think about that for a moment. I could tell, as a blind man, that someone was looking at me after years and years of never knowing, of not knowing whether people were looking at me or past me or even cared. Suddenly I knew that someone was looking my way, and not just looking at me, but seeing me, like me. And what's even stranger is that suddenly I knew who it was. I knew who it was that was looking at me, not just to the world, but to me. I knew who this person was, and I cried out, "Jesus, Son of David." Nobody had ever called him that before. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me." I don't know if you've ever needed mercy, but I did. I needed someone who was going to forgive me, who was going to see past all that I had done, who was just going to see me for a moment. I needed mercy. And in all my years on the street, I had never begged for mercy. For coin, yes. For food, yes. But for mercy? And yet I knew somewhere deep down that that's what I needed. Now I would call it grace. That is, I needed someone to remind me of what it meant to be loved, that I was worthy of love. I needed mercy. Now that he had seen me, I'd never wanted him to look away. And so I cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." The crowd, of course, started to push me away. It was inevitable. They always do that, to hustle him by. And yet Jesus, to his credit, just kept looking. He never turned away. He never has. He called out. He called me to him. And for some reason in that moment, I just jumped up and I took off my cloak. I threw down this cloak that I had held onto for so long. I left the spot that had been my only place in this world. I left everything I knew behind and I ran right to him. And when he asked me, "What do you want me to do for you?" all I could think to say was, "Help me see again." Only the thing is, I wasn't asking for my vision. I didn't even know that was possible. No, I was asking to see again. To finally see a future, something ahead of me other than what I had been through. To finally see some hope, some light, some promise in this world. Help me find my way. And somehow deep down I understood that this man could show it to me. And for the first time in a long time, I was right. "Go," he said. "Your faith has made you well." And in that moment, I could see again. My question for you, friends, is, can you? Because whether you can or whether you can't, by the grace of God, there is one out there who sees you and who will never, ever turn away. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.